I'm George Stevens, and I am a person. I was held as property as a child. Even before my birth, I was called a slave in an America you wouldn't recognize. But folks like you helped me escape north to freedom. And in 1864, I joined the infantry to fight for my country. I fought so all slaves would be recognized as persons, not property. And we won. But today in Colorado, there are still people called property. Children, just like I was. And that America you thought you wouldn't recognize is all around you. And these children are being killed. This November, vote yes on Amendment 62. Amendment 62 declares unborn children persons, not property. And that's the America I fought for. So visit personhoodcolorado.com. And in November, vote yes on 62. It's the right thing to do.
So that's the first time I caught the America the Beautiful notes in there on that. So every time you listen to that commercial, there's more layers and depth. That's some tremendous scoring. Greetings to the brightest audience in the nation. I am not Bob Enyart, pastor of Denver Bible Church, spokesman for American Right to Life, and fountainhead of the personhood movement. I am just Doug McBurney, and I'm here to fill in, and I'm going to do the best I can. And we have some sound that you are going to hear nowhere else, number one, and that we have some sound you want to stay tuned. I'll just leave it at that. And I won't tease you too long. It won't be long. But we've got some amazing sound that you're going to want to hear. Really amazing. Bob was in the studio moments ago, but a helicopter came over. It had the bat symbol on the side, and a bat boomerang with a wire came down, and Bob is gone. He's on a mission. So he's been kind enough to ask me to sit in, and I want to thank Bob not only for allowing me to sit in today, but for everything he does on behalf of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thank you very much, Bob. Now, let's see here. There's big news. There's big political news. Another Republican has decided to reach out to moderates. Reaching out to moderates, a strategy that for my entire adult life I have not understood, but maybe that's why I'm not in politics, because I don't understand it. I never understand why conservatives adopt liberal positions or associate themselves with liberal people so that liberals will vote for them. You need to grab these Republicans by their collar and slap them in the face and say, the liberals aren't going to vote for you. They're not going to vote for you. So don't reach out to them. Anyway, and we're going to get back to that. But I want to start. There's quite a controversy in the news, briefly, about Barack Hussein Obama and whether or not he's a Christian or a Muslim. Apparently, there was a poll. I saw a headline that a poll says 1 in 5 Americans think that Barack Obama is a Muslim. Now, how long has the guy been president? He's been president 1.5 years. He was running for president for 2 years. And according to this poll, more than 40% of people don't know what his religion is. Isn't that just weird? Anyway, the White House issued a statement today. Now, I didn't know that buildings could talk, but the White House issued a statement. The White House has insisted that President Barack Obama is a Christian who prays daily. Yeah. Oh, I see. It wasn't that. It was White House spokesman Bill Burton. I'm sorry. White House spokesman Bill Burton said, to quote him, the president is obviously a Christian. He prays every day upon the American people and their children and their values. Oh, I see. It's P-R-A. P-R-A-Y, not P-R-E-Y. Sorry about that. Anyway, rest assured, ladies and gentlemen, Barack Hussein Obama is not a Muslim. He's a secular humanist, and secular humanists are far more dangerous than Muslims, and they've killed far more people than Muslims, and they are much more of a threat, a direct threat to you, your family, and your wealth, and your property, than any Muslim. And Barry is a dedicated secular humanist on his way to hell with jet rockets, as we all know. The number to call if you disagree, only if you disagree, the number to call is 1-800-836-9278. That's 1-800-8-NYART, and for the alphanumerically impaired, that's 1-800-836-9278. Call up if you disagree. All right, now let's get, there's the national politics for the day. Is our president a closet Muslim? But there's bigger news, at least in my economy, with Dan Mays, candidate for governor, who I voted for, by the way. I voted for Dan Mays, and I voted for Ken Buck, and I voted for one other guy, and I forget his name, but they all won. So I got that giddy feeling that Republicans get the morning after the election when they woke up and they find out that they were part of the winning team. I had that for just a brief, fleeting moment after the election last week. But Dan Mays has apparently chosen a running mate. So what is that? Is that the vice governor? Lieutenant governor? Lieutenant governor, right? Lieutenant governor of the student council. She's chosen one, Tambor Williams. Tambor. That's a Espanol, right? Tambor? It means drum in Spanish. Anyway, Dan Mays has chosen Tambor Williams. And when I heard the news, I had to find out what's the story here. So, of course, I went to Colorado Right to Life website, knowing that they'd be up to date on the ins and outs of the governor's race, i.e. the pro-life position. And there's a statement. First of all, there's a statement on Colorado Right to Life that's still up there that says Dan Mays was first to endorse Colorado's Amendment 62, the personhood amendment. And we see Dan as a man who will keep his word to protect every child. That's up there. And then under there is a link that says update. Dan Mays chooses Tambor Williams as his running mate. And when you read the update, it's a little bit disturbing. There are four bullet points. I don't want to go into all. I want to direct you to go to ColoradoRightToLife.com. We will put a link up on the website so you can go find out for yourself. But there seems to be some question as to the pro-life bona fides of one Tambor Williams. There seems to be some question in some people's minds. Not in everybody's mind, but there are questions in some people's minds. Now, Colorado Right to Life, by the way, on their website, they have a warning. Well, let me start. Before we go to the warning, let's start with the personhood strategy, which is you can call it the personhood movement strategy. You can call it the Colorado Right to Life strategy. Basically, it's a three-prong strategy that involves, number one, pursuing legislative relief against the killing of innocent people. So we want to change the law. Did I say we? I said we, didn't I? So now you know I'm not objective when it comes to this issue. I'm with them. I'm with the pro-personhood people. I'm with Colorado Right to Life. I'm not objective. I have chosen sides. So first, we want to change the law. Second, advocates of personhood want to educate the public by promoting the God-given right to life. Educate them that their rights come from God and not the government. And then the uninitiated and the ignorant, the unwashed hippie heathens will say, well, wait a minute, God, our rights come from God? Tell me about God. And then we get a chance to tell them about God. And quite often that will lead to a conversation about Jesus Christ, and that can quite often lead to the eternal salvation of a lost, wayward soul. So that's part two of the strategy. So part one, legislative relief against the killing of unborn children and any other innocent people for that matter. We want to change the law. Second, to educate the public by promoting the God-given right to life. Third, to elevate social tension over the legalized murder of innocent people. And folks, when we talk about elevating social tension, we're talking about elevating social tension among Republicans. Because the Democrats, I mean, let's face it, they're so far gone. You can't elevate social tension amongst a group who has no conscience. So we focus on, well, the more fertile ground. Republicans still have some conscience left, even those who have accepted the lie that will say that you can kill someone because his father is a criminal. You know, lies like that. Some of the exceptions to the killing of innocent people. I myself, I'm for killing no innocent people ever. And I don't think that's radical. And I'll even say it in a less radical way. I'm against killing babies. And you know what? I know some real loser scumbag people who are against killing babies. I mean, being against killing babies doesn't necessarily make you a good person. To me, that's like the very first punch on your card to admit you to civilization. The very first thing you need to get punched is that you're against killing babies. I mean, you don't have to be a saint to not want to kill babies. But apparently not killing babies is radical. Killing babies is the norm. Isn't that bizarre where we are in our culture? That the people who are for killing babies are considered mainstream, and the people against killing babies are considered radical. And the law in the state of Colorado endorses the killing of innocent people, and to oppose that law is considered fringe. It's really, really bizarre that we've come to this point. But let's get back to Dan Mays and Tamber Williams. The reason I had to go to Colorado Right to Life's website to get the insight as to what was happening was because of an interview that aired on a local television station. Am I allowed to give the station or should we not? Doesn't matter. It's just another TV station. Who cares? They're all the same. So some TV station with a bunch of journalism students. Oh no, they're graduated. These are degreed professional journalists from Columbia and whatnot. I don't know if the journalists from Columbia make it all the way out to Denver. I have a feeling they do, because an awful lot of Denver's extremely liberal, moronic, empty suits somehow make it to national broadcasting all the time. I see them. They're on Channel 4 for 6 or 8 months. They're embarrassing. They're obviously ignorant. 10 minutes later, they're on Fox News across the country. I don't know. I don't understand it. How is it that Colorado is a breeding ground for ignorant, stupid reporters and anchor persons? Is there something in the water out here? We breed them extra dumb out here so that the national news media can then use them as tools in their propaganda machine. How did I get off on that? Let's get back to Dan Mays. I want you to listen to this sound, ladies and gentlemen, recorded from a television interview that Tamber Williams did. Was it this morning? No, how long ago was this? This was some time in the not-too-distant past. Ms. Williams did an interview on a TV station, and I want you to decide. In fact, if you can listen to this sound, if you're able to discern the actual position of Tamber Williams regarding the issue of state-authorized killing of innocent people, that's what the question is on. Do you support the state authorizing, permitting, even promoting killing of innocent people? We want to know where you stand on that, because the rumor is Dan Mays is pro-life. It was Tuesday of this week, an interview from Tuesday with Tamber Williams. And we're going to roll this sound in just a second, but Dan Mays has endorsed Amendment 62, which calls for an end to government-authorized murder of innocent people. I know, it's a radical concept, but think about it. The government would no longer be able to allow the murder of innocent people. Can you imagine that? Shocking. All right. Well, now before we go to the phones, I think we owe it to the audience to roll the sound. So let's check in with Tamber Williams from Tuesday on television.
Am I pro-choice? I wish it were that easy to say. I will probably say that I am pro-life, with the exceptions that we've all come to respect. That is the life of the mother, rape, incest. I think there are times when pro-life has to give way to the best of choices, and they're never, ever easy.
Did she say there are sometimes pro-life has to give way to the best of choices? Wow. So this is our Republican candidate for governor. The conservative pro-life candidate for governor has selected Ms. Tambor Williams as a running mate. Now, Mike is on the line. Mike, I hope you had a chance to hear that audio. Mike from Greeley, speak your mind.
Yes, I did hear that, and it didn't surprise me at all. I have a little firsthand information here. I was at a tea party where Tambor was there, and she came over and introduced herself, but I think I knew who she was anyway because I'd met her before.
Yeah.
But anyway, she came over and introduced herself, and she was talking about all these various issues, and I said, well, I'm kind of a one-issue guy myself. Unless a person is pro-life to start with and pro-Amendment 62, then they don't get my vote. And she said, oh, but abortion is a losing political idea, you know. And I started to give her a lecture, but she flitted away. She's kind of a, you know, social butterfly type of person.
Yeah.
So she flitted away. And,
yeah. So, Mike, you're saying she's one of those Republicans.
Yes.
They want to avoid the social issues because they're convinced the social issues are losing issues.
Yeah, and I think that's totally insane, don't you?
What I don't understand, Mike, is then why do they adopt the position on the social issues that the liberals have? If the social issues are losing issues, how about don't talk about them at all? Why are you endorsing the opposition's positions? I don't get it.
I don't get it either, but... anyway, I wanted to give her a lecture. But
good for you, Mike. Now, Mike, if I'm not mistaken, Ms. Williams is from Greeley. Is that correct?
I believe so, yes. She's always around at various tea parties and whatnot up there. And I tend to go to some tea party events, not a whole lot. My main interest in politics is that we get Amendment 62 passed, because until we do that, I don't think... anything else we do is going to do much good.
Amen, brother. You know, if there was anyone out there who Ms. Tambor needed a lecture from, it would be you, Mike. So I hope up in Greeley you keep your eye out for Ms. Tambor. And when you your next opportunity, go ahead and give her that lecture. We sure do appreciate you listening, Mike.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, God bless you. That was Mike from Greeley. He's on the prowl for Ms. Tambor. She better look out. Mike's going to catch her in a Safeway, and she's not going to make it out of there with her pro-life bona fides intact. Go get her, Mike. All right, now, we had to do our own research because we were flabbergasted. I've got to tell you, I feel as though I've been used in a cheap and demeaning manner and then cast aside by Dan Mays. That's how I feel. I feel like he's broken my heart, and he's abandoned me. He told me he would love me forever, and then as soon as he was done with my vote in the Republican primary, he ran off to this other woman who's a liberal, and I think she's pro-abortion, and maybe I'm overstating my case, so I wasn't sure. She said herself, it's not that easy, you know. Pro-life, pro-choice. I mean, killing innocent people, not killing innocent people. It's not an easy decision to make. She said it herself. So our crack investigative team here at Bob Inyart Live, we placed a phone call over to the Dan Mays campaign, and we spoke with the communications director there, one Nate Strouch. And this is audio that you'll hear nowhere else. Let's hear Nate Strouch and how he answers questions regarding Ms. Tambor Williams. One ringy-dingy.
This is Nate.
Yeah, hi, Nate. My name is Will. I just got your name and number from Lewis over at the Dan Mays campaign office.
Uh-huh.
I called him with a question, and he wanted me to call you. I'm kind of confused. I voted for Dan Mays in the primary, and then I just noticed that he chose Tambor Williams, who's pro-choice, to be his running mate.
She is not pro-choice.
Okay, because I was watching Fox 31, and she was asked if she was pro-choice, and she said, It's not really that easy. And then she said, I will probably call myself pro-life.
Well, it depends on what you consider to be pro-life. She does allow for exceptions, and most people who are pro-life also allow for exceptions. Dan himself does not. He is pro-life in every case. But she's definitely what you would call pro-life. Most people would call pro-life.
Yeah, and the only other thing that was interesting is she wasn't able to answer if she supports Dan on defunding Planned Parenthood. The Post stated in 99 she tried to fund Planned Parenthood when she was working under Bill Owens.
Yeah, that's questionable. We haven't been able to get a solid answer on that as far as the records go. But there's no question that she does support him now in his effort to defund Planned Parenthood.
Okay, and then the only other thing, obviously, me as a pro-lifer is concerned about is Amendment 62, and I was real encouraged that Dan supported that, but it appears that with her exception, she won't be.
I don't know exactly what her opinion on the issue is, but I can tell you that Dan still emphatically supports 62.
All right, well, I appreciate your time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, Will, that was great work. I love when you asked him about the defunding of Planned Parenthood. All I could think, well, what if you had called and said, you know, Dan was for defunding the Ku Klux Klan, and she supported it some 10 years ago. Well, we haven't gotten an exact answer on that. Just bizarre. It seems to me that what the Mays campaign is saying is, well, if there's any evidence that's out there that she was for funding Planned Parenthood, we'll go ahead and admit that, but if there's no evidence, we're going to try to deny that as much as we can. But trust her now. See, it doesn't matter before. Trust her now. She's for defunding the Ku Klux Klan and Planned Parenthood. Anyway, so Will, you did a lot of work, I know, and you're a creative guy and a thoughtful fellow. So, Will, can you let the audience hear your interpretation of the state of affairs, RE Dan Mays and Tamber Williams in personhood?
She is not pro-choice.
Am I pro-choice? I wish it were that easy.
She is not pro-choice.
Am I pro-choice? I wish it were that easy.
She is not pro-choice.
Am I pro-choice? I wish it were that easy.
She is not pro-choice. But she's definitely what you would call pro-life. Most people would call pro-life.
She's definitely what you would call pro-life. She's what most people would call pro-life. In fact, Nate, I think I heard her say that she would probably call herself pro-life. You know, I think Nate and probably a number of good, well-meaning Republicans in the Mays campaign, they're just not aware of the current situation. Dan, Tamber, Nate, Tamber Williams is what some people might have called pro-life in the past. See, that's not pro-life anymore. See, pro-life means you're against the killing of any innocent people. Any. So Tamber Williams used to be called pro-life back when pro-lifers were being bamboozled by the Republican Party on a regular basis, and convinced that they had to make exceptions and kill certain kids so that we could appease the liberals, and they wouldn't think that we were a bunch of radicals because we don't want to kill any innocent children. That's just too radical a position. Let's give the abortionists just a few kids, just a few, and you can still call yourself pro-life. Well, that does not pass muster anymore. Mr. Mays, Ms. Williams, Nate, it's not going to get it done. Now, I told you about Colorado Right to Life's strategy. Part of it is elevating social tension, and we want to elevate social tension amongst people who still have a shred of conscience left, and we know that none of those reside in the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party, or I should say the Democrat Party, I like that better. The Democrat Party, there's a verse in the Bible about one's soul becoming callous and one's heart becoming hardened. And in the Illustrated Bible, there's a picture of the DNC logo right next to that. The hardening of the heart. They've got no conscience left. So we're trying to work amongst the Republicans and elevate social tension between those who would kill some innocent kids and those who say we shouldn't kill any innocent people ever. There's going to have to be some tension between those two sides because someone's right and someone's wrong. And as we know, in America, right typically wins out over wrong. But sometimes it's a long struggle and it's ugly. And sometimes you offend certain people and you even lose friends. But we want to tell the Republicans that you are going to lose votes over this issue. Dan, the pro-life community in Colorado is with you, has been with you up to this point. But here's the warning at Colorado Right to Life's website. Colorado Right to Life was America's very first Right to Life group, and we have a long memory. We've seen many election cycles where Republicans campaign in the primary as conservative pro-lifers, and then they become moderates in the general election, and then they govern as liberals, and we can't take it anymore. What do you think? We're stupid? How stupid do you think we are? We're not going to take it anymore. So this warning gives you fair notice that raw, unadulterated political vengeance will be exercised against any Republican candidate who tries to bamboozle Christian pro-lifers. All right, the last part of the warning, I made it up myself. That's not actually on their website. But it's the spirit of the warning, Dan. The spirit of the warning. Why reach out to people who hate you and who will never vote for you? Why give them a few kids to make it seem like you're not a radical? Why let them kill certain kids so you don't seem like a radical because you're for killing no innocent people? Let's take a stand, Colorado. We don't want any innocent people killed in our state, period. And that's what it means to be pro-life. And if Dan Mays is confused or Tamber Williams is confused, well, I could arrange a meeting with some people who could educate you. All right, so let's not be confused anymore, Colorado. Let's let the liberals go where the liberals are going. And let's do what's right. Let's stand up for all innocent people. And you know what? Some of the liberals will probably notice that we have principles, and that's how they will join us. All right, I'm Doug McBurney sitting in for Bob Enyart. Bob will be back tomorrow if the Batcopter returns. And, well, I guess that's it. I've forgotten how to end the show. God bless everybody out there. And Dan Mays, do what's right.